Yes, sir. What is your name, sir? I didn't, what was your name, sir?
Oh, that's me.
Okay. The Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Brian Christopher Larkham, 241-631.
Thank you, sir. And good afternoon.
How are you doing today?
Good, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I don't have anything.
Yes, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We have a four-member voting panel today. With us is Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Larkham and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
I do, sir.
Very good. Mr. Larkham, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, on or about September 18, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Larkham, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Larkham's admission, I move to finding delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Larkham.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Larkham, we're going to continue to the second phase of the hearing where you will have a chance to speak to the board in detail. During this phase, we will determine whether your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Thank you, sir. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Larkin was released from DOC on July 14th of 2017. He was arrested on October 22nd of 2017 for the U of A Police Department on his absconder warrant status and felony possession of dangerous drugs and paraphernalia. He was returned back to our custody on October 26th of 2017 with 34 absconding days with a community supervision end date of March 19th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, burglary, third degree, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2009, burglary, second degree, 2 years. 2009, burglary, second degree, 2 years. And in 2009, burglary, tools, possession, 1 year, 6 months. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SCG or date information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS absconder, 113 days, returned to custody and revoked. He has a moderate disciplinary history with fighting, criminal damage, theft, and multiple manufacturing intoxicating substances noted. Other arrests, 1997, criminal trespass, third degree, hazy juvenile probation. In 2009, dangerous drug violation, hazy felony conviction probation. He has a community risk score of G4V5, and I do have stats charges attached from Senior Parole Officer Stephanie Erickson dated Friday, December 1st of 2017. He said, per Pima County Attorney's Office, the charges were dismissed for the felony possession of dangerous drug and paraphernalia.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Markham. Can you still hear me? I see that you had an approved residence at the Pima Reentry Center, 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona. Was that the only place you lived when you were outside of the prison system?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. We have employment notes that you were working as a day laborer. Was that for the entire time that you were outside, sir?
It was.
Well, we commend you for working. That's always a good sign that people are gainful. Some programming notes that you were assigned to the task color of the day program. We have 2 negative urine analysis, but also 1 positive for amphetamines. So do you have an ongoing issue with drug abuse or methamphetamine or amphetamine abuse?
I do. That's why I was going to ask you to send on parole and ask you to go to the Army instead of
have you been able to stay clean since you've been returned to the correction system, sir?
I haven't touched anything.
When's the last time you used amphetamine or methamphetamine?
The day I got arrested.
Well, we commend you for your commitment, and we know that can be a lifetime struggle for people, so I hope you will continue to seek counseling, treatment, group sessions, whatever is available to you, sir. You were missing from community supervision for 34 days, so what were you doing during that time, sir?
Using and arson. Really, no crimes, really.
Well, I appreciate your honesty with the board. Why did you decide not to maintain contact with your parole officer? Oftentimes, they'll work with you in terms of rehabilitation when you're outside.
Well, I knew I was there, so I didn't go back. I don't know why I just didn't call and let him know. Yeah, I wasn't coming back, or to find me.
Oh,
I just didn't do it. I guess I got scared.
To be honest. What happened to cause the U of A Police Department to make contact with you, sir?
Well, I guess when they told me, they saw me and my girl talking or arguing a little bit somewhere else, and they decided to follow me. And I ended up wanting to lay down. So I was parking my bike to lay down, and I saw the 2 cops, so I started trying to run from them, and yeah, it didn't go too far, so here I am.
Well, again, thank you for telling us what sounds like a pretty straight story. If you finished your current prison sentence, you'd be coming out in March. So whether we return you to community supervision or you come out in March, what are your plans, sir? What do you plan on doing?
To become a productive person. in budget. Basically, work, work, and work. Is it?
And to continue to work as a day laborer, or do you have some trade or something you plan on doing?
Somebody's going to be able to teach me how to do roofing. And he gave me a few addresses to go to that he used to work for out here and in Phoenix. So I'm going to be going to learn that and get a job on him so I can take over his business when everything's retired.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from my fellow board members. Mr. Larkin, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. Is there anything else you would like to share with the board?
One thing I really want to share with the board is I'm really sorry about doing the mishaps that I've done.
Thank you, sir. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing it, the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you will just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision, and thank you for being so pleasant with the board, Mr. Larkin. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I will begin the discussion by stating that I think there's probably two issues, or two main issues, and that is that Mr. Larkin has a history of absconding from community supervision. This is his second time, and both times were for a good amount of time. I do appreciate that he's been honest with us, that he was pursuing work. We had a couple of negative urinalysis, but at the same time, he's very open about his ongoing issues with what would appear to be methamphetamine. And what I'm thinking is, with so little time left on his flat sentence and with his detoxification being so recent, I'm inclined to believe that he might be better off using the remainder of this time to pursue any programming that's available to him inside the correction system, and coming out free and clear without continued community supervision or any parole, and that he can pursue his own interests. But that's where I'll begin the discussion, and my colleagues may be seeing it differently.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make an amendment. Sometimes unnecessary words come out of me. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3397, our discussion with Mr. Larkin, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Larkin was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he absconded from supervision and we could not monitor his activity outside of the prison system, and has some ongoing issues with amphetamine abuse. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree. Basically, the
One second, sir. Just 1 second, Mr. Larkin. I need to finish the hearing, and that is...
Already denied me, so it really don't matter.
Well, I was going to say, but still, for the sake of formality, your supervision's been revoked. You'll be released on or about March
19, 2018.
Well, sir, we appreciate you for being so pleasant and honest with this board. You'll be released in March. You'll be free to pursue your own interests, and we wish you a safe return to the community. And for the record, Mr. Larkin has left the room before we finished our last words. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place.
Send you a message, too.
What's that?